Year, this Tuesday, October the 28th, marks 90 years since the foundation of the independent Czechoslovak state. To celebrate this important anniversary, the National Museum, together with the Military History Institute in Prague and the Czech Senate, has put together a major new exhibition entitled Republika, or The Republic, dedicated to the first 20 years of the new state. Ruth Frankova has more.
After marking the Soviet-led invasion in 1968, the National Museum is now looking back at another very significant event in the country's history that happened in a year ending in 8, the establishment of Czechoslovakia in 1918. To capture the atmosphere and historical context of the era known as the First Republic, the organizers have divided the exhibition into four different areas. Marek Junek is one of the people behind the project.
We show railways and themes that are connected with this space because trains are very important for our history in the first half of the last century. The second area is a town, is a city, because during the First Czechoslovak Republic, architectural paintings and so on really changed the face of our towns. The third is life in the countryside, because nearly three quarters of inhabitants lived in countryside. The fourth topic is culture, because almost all people know the First Republic from movies, so this is the reason.
The most valuable items on display are without question original versions of the Munich Agreement, under which Czechoslovakia's German-speaking territories were sliced off and handed to Hitler. The treaty was signed by France, the UK, Italy and Germany, and the exhibition's organizers have succeeded in presenting three of those language versions to the Czech public for the first time.
We exhibit three original copies of the Munich Agreement, German, Italian and English. But an English copy came from Germany, because in Great Britain they have only authorized copy.
Now, why didn't you get the French copy?
Because the French archives, they couldn't find this Munich Agreement. And when we asked why, they said that the Munich Agreement was stolen during the Second World War. But we have a lot of other important things in this exhibition.
Among them is, for example, the 1918 Washington Declaration of Czechoslovak Independence, designs of the national flag by František Kubka, and medals worn by Archduke Franz Ferdinand on the day of his assassination. Republika will open its doors to the public on Tuesday, and it will run until the 15th of March.
Ruth Frankova with that report.